An overview of the sermon. The text of the sermon can be divided into the following 10 major parts.
Part 1. The opening of the sermon is dedicated to praising Allah and regarding Him pure from any resemblance with His creation. It includes great lessons on the unity of the essence of Allah. In addition, it contains important information concerning His names, attributes, and actions.
Part 2. This part of the speech informs the listeners of the reasons behind delivering this sermon. It includes the revelations that came down to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his progeny, just before the event, and the divine order concerning what he must convey to the people. It also explains the reason that the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, has delayed the speech until he reached that place.
Part 3, the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, officially declares Allah's decree regarding the appointment of Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and the pure Imams after him. He then enumerates some of the virtues of Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, peace be upon him, his rights, and the duties of people regarding him.
Part 4, the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, announces that Allah has completed his religion through the leadership of Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and reminds people more about his exclusive virtues.
Part 5, the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, recites some verses of the Holy Quran concerning the hypocrites, and states what they intend to do after him. He advises people against violating Allah's commands and emphasizes that what will happen after him is but a test for people, which will distinguish the believers from the disbelievers.
Part 6, the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, gives a detailed description of the followers and the enemies of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon him, and informs people of the final destiny of each, giving references to many verses of the Holy Quran.
Part 7, to give hope to the believers despite all the future misconduct of the enemies of Allah, the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, informs people that justice and faith will finally prevail, and the righteous will inherit the earth. He, peace be upon him and his progeny, dedicates this part of his speech to describe Imam al-Mahdi, peace be upon him, and to confirm his advent as a promise from Allah and his decisive decree.
Part 8, reciting some verses of the Holy Quran, the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, informs people that pledging allegiance to Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, peace be upon him, is, in fact, identical to pledging allegiance to Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic.
Part 9, the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, emphasizes that the divine commandments including the obligatory and prohibited actions will never change in future, and that Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and other imams of his offspring are fully aware of all final commandments and their limits. They are the expounders of the religion and the divinely appointed judges for any question pertaining to religion.
Part 10, the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, asks people to recite the sentences of the covenant with him. He takes their verbal oath of allegiance to Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and other imams of his family. He also asks people who can reach him to confirm their oath by shaking hands with him, Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, Imam al-Hassan, and Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon them.